Matthew Gospel chapter 4. So we start from where we stopped. So is that from where we stopped last week? We are looking at living by the word, don't turn stones to earth, something. No titles really, but it's fine. Matthew Gospel 4, familiar with that scripture. Jesus just finished fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Something you try more than once in your life. Amen? Come on. Amen?
Amen.
I think you should do it every year. Every other year. You should have times where you just take a 40-day fast. Hallelujah. Some people are so, they're so used to just satisfying their immediate wants. That is the beginning of the collapse of faith. If you want to know someone whose faith is going to fail very soon, is the one who lives on immediate needs. Your faith will not fail.
Amen.
Verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Normal. So we see that temptation is not peculiar to just you. Jesus was tempted. Like we said last time, in Hebrews 4 verse 15, he said, we do not have a high priest who does not have the feeling of our weaknesses. He says he has been in every way tempted as we are, yet found without sin. Hebrews 4:15. So Jesus was tempted. Watch out for what temptation is. Sometimes you don't know if you will pass until you are tempted. I remember this time I was talking to myself, Broadway, and Bro Faith, we were discussing, and see, we were talking about politics. Permit me, guys. And I said, you don't know if you are a thief until you see money. And I think there are different classes of thieves. For example, you can't tempt me with 100 naira to steal 100 naira. I think you can't tempt me with 100 naira. I'm just saying that. Now, there are some money. I don't think you can even tempt me with 10 million naira to steal 10 million naira. I'm not saying I have $10 million or something. But I'm saying, I'm still going to say, 10 million naira. But there are people here, if you 1 million naira and it's inside bag, it's a temptation. Now, 100 million naira, I don't actually still think I will be tempted. Really. But when we are looking at dollars, and we have graduated from naira, you're talking $100 million. Hey, if you are not properly equipped, you can't say I'm not a thief. I'm not saying me, I'm saying you. You can't. You can't until you are tempted. Temptation means what you don't have. What you don't have that you're in need of. So it shows you that the devil knows what you need. That's scary. Because sometimes some people don't even know what they need. They go for all forms. Someone came to me one time like that. Said he's hungry. And I looked at his hand. He was holding an iPhone 12 or something. With all the marks and whatever they put after it. I said, you are hungry. So I've not eaten proper food for like 3 days, sir. He said, sir, what was it? You've not eaten? And I said, you can't find buyer. He said, buyer for what? He said, sir, this one. I said, yes. Sir, it's my food. Ah. So you're not hungry. Amen. When the hunger has dealt with you, that means the devil even knows your own need. That you need to sell this phone. Amen. Buy one or two things. Start selling pouch. Hallelujah. The devil is closer to your need than you think. So he came to Jesus 40 days after not eating. And he said, if you are the Son of God, verse 3, command that these stones be made bread. So the temptation will come primarily via two sources. Your need and your pain. That people who have had pains that have stolen them away from the fellowship with God. I pray for you. Your pain will not separate you from Christ.
Amen.
There are some prayers we pray now. We don't know the gravity until we are in that shoe. Pain is real. Pain is very real. Pain is real. So he came to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be turned bread. And Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is, it takes more than bread to be alive. Turn these stones to bread. And Jesus said, I am hungry, but I'm not, we said that word last week. I'm hungry, but I'm not desperate. Thank you. That's the word. I'm hungry, but not desperate. Jesus said, I will not live by bread now. He waited for 40 days. And oftentimes, listen up. I think it's a school of faith. It resembles a school of faith teaching I had some years ago. Oftentimes, what people call walking with God is not walking with God. It's using God. How a lot of believers would have thought that I will know that God answered my 40 days prayer is that the stones will just start turning to bread. The proof that I'm on the mountain. I've been on the mountain 40 days. You know what 40 days is? I've spoken in tongues. Tongues have spoken me. We have spoken each other. You know, you can speak in tongues and tongues can speak you. And I felt after 40 days of fasting, the proof that God has heard him will be at the sight of the first stone, boku bread. As he's seeing the first stone like this, he'll say, kashabaya. He'll say, bread. Kashabaya, bread. Kashabaya, bread. Everybody will say, hey, fast, and more, or more. He's just coming from retreat. But Jesus was coming for a 40-day fast, and God still did not give him bread. That is instructive. That our proof of walking with God, oftentimes than not, is not what we can see. If you waited on God for 40 days and what you brought out is miracle bread, you didn't wait. You didn't wait. If you waited on God, what you must come out with is God. A lot of believers will live on bread. Not we. Amen. Not you. Not me. Amen. Live on bread. God, can I have it now? Yes. Yeah, glory. You know, yesterday I prayed about something and it just happened. In fact, I'm not saying when you pray, don't receive answers or don't have faith for answers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying our faith must develop to exactly what faith is. Dealing with the unseen. The moment the result of your faith is what is always seen, you didn't have faith. How are you doing tonight? If you are the Son of God, command, that's the word, that these stones be turned to bread. And Jesus said, why do I need bread? What is bread? Bread is what satisfies. Do Jesus have the capacity to turn the stones to bread? You and I know if he does, he does very well. Amen. At least there were stones. He's God Almighty. He rained manna 40 years. Anything can happen. Does he have the capacity to turn the stones to bread? Yes. Should he turn the stones to bread? Wrong bargain. The devil brought that because he has an history of someone who has done it. If you are the Son of God, live in the moment. Let the stones be turned to bread. The devil does not mind you having bread. He doesn't mind your prayer has been answered. Sometimes it's the manner, the how, the where it is from. You are smart tonight in Jesus' name. So it means sometimes some things don't look, they are harmless actually. But they are not harmless. Harmless but not harmless. Jesus could have turned it to bread. Fine. That's harmless. He's hungry. He's fasting. He just finished fasting. He's the Son of God. Authority. Believer's authority. Right? These stones in the name of me. Bread. Karusem beheika hafa. Bread. And it will be bread. And everybody will say, hey. Monologo, if you ask me, and just say, Elohim, Elohim. But Jesus is saying, there is something, there's an undertone to this bread. It looks like bread. But there is more to this bread. And we saw that with the subsequent temptations. I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Bow before me. We'll get there. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. And Jesus said, to be alive is not just by bread alone. It's living by the word. Now, living by the word does not mean knowing memory verses. There are people who feel, when I know memory verses, then, I'm living by the word. Yeah, people, they even quote it in KJV. If you live, if I cannot say D, owe it, love it. I have someone to quote John 3:16 one day. He said, for God to love it, the word. I said, what's that? What's love it? What's love it? What's big it? Et, D. If you observe the way I read, even if I'm reading KJV, I actually removed the D and put you. What's, I don't understand D. Literally, you don't understand D. You were not taught D in school. You were not taught beget. For God so loved the world that he gave it. Who's that? Who gave it? Are you Shakespeare? And so he was saying, for God so loved the world that he gave it his son. I said, come. The way Arsenal told Real Madrid yesterday to come. 15 times and come. I have something for you. Amen. Glory to his name. I just hope it's not bread. I hope it's not quick bread. I hope it did not turn stones to bread. Amen. Where was I before Asna stepped in? So to live by the word is not knowing memory verses, no. Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word. So he's saying, the way your physical body depends on food, you must feed your spirit. The same way. And you know, your physical body, it's not just enough to eat. You must eat a balanced diet. Selah. So you can't be an emergency soldier. It's when you need God. You now start fasting. You now start praying. No, you just say, you must be sustained by the word of God. Not by bread. There are Christians who live from need to need. In fact, the only reason why they are in church is so that God can meet something. So that God can do something. Or so that God can protect me from something. God can preserve me from something. Or he will give me something. I worship you, Almighty God. But what's in your mind is not him. What you want is bread. And guess what? The devil can give you bread. But bread has a shelf life. Bread can spoil. And Jesus says, what you need is not bread. What you need is the word. May you not live from bread to bread. The response of a natural man is always to look for bread. God, give me a job. And God gives you a job. Whew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. The word is working. And he's sick in the body. Yes. Command, I'm healed right now. And he's healed. Yes. Then, you know, he's looking for wife. Say, God, I've been seeing Sister Missy. By the way, she's married. I'm just saying. I've been seeing Sister Missy. Is she the one? Say, she's the one. Bam, next prayer group. Sailor. Amen. Say, Sister Missy, I've met Pastor. But I'm like, is that what you did? Just kidding. Amen. And God gives you a wife. Yes. So, you are used to bread. You're used to being satisfied. Then something happens. And it appears God is silent. Or it appears God is distant. And then you see that same person run low on fuel. Spiritual fuel this time around. And then you start seeing them distant from church. And then everything goes cold. You didn't have God. You had bread. Abraham took Isaac. And he said, we are going to sacrifice this one. Because what he found after 99 years cannot be Isaac. The writer of Hebrews said, they got a good report. A good report rather. Even though they did not see. Meaning the substance of my faith cannot be what I see. It must be who I found. This is the turning point for daily Christian living. You must find him. And it's not hiding. It's not far away. You must find him. But we know what the devil wants. He doesn't mind you having everything you need as ASAP. He's cool with that as long as you don't find him. As long as you don't find Christ. Jesus said, if I obey you and satisfy this need now, to what end? To prove to you I'm the Son of God. No. already found that in 40 days. You must build sustenance beyond today's bread. God, what are you going to do? God, are you seeing me now? Are you seeing the situation I'm in? Are you seeing the situation I'm in? How will I survive? What will happen to me next? Well, on campus, I remember saying this to someone. I told him, it was in a meeting. And the person came to me and explained to him later. Sergio, you must be in that meeting. Well, I said, God does not want you to live on miracles. Remember? That's over 10 years ago now. If I take it. He said, God does not want you to live on miracles. And you were looking at me. He said, yeah. No, you are the one that taught us that the miraculous is ours. I'm not saying the miraculous is not yours. He wants you to live by the word. Pastor Chris will say it this way. Say, what God wants to give you is not a job. What God wants to give you is not a wife. It's not money. It's the word of God in your spirit. It will make you what it talks about. I love it. I've heard that thing over 4,000 times, I'm very sure. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It's not money. It's not money. It's not faith. So what does the devil want to give you? He wants you to turn that stone to bread. So we'll see what that means. Like we said last week, if you say you waited on God and what you brought out is a job, you didn't wait on God. You were delayed. Delay is different from waiting. He didn't wait. He just got delayed in getting it. The devil came to Jesus. He said, turn the stones to bread. Because he has a reputation. Someone has turned it before. Esau has done it before. Let me show you something in that story that you may not notice. Their mother, Rebecca, asked Jacob to make porridge. To prepare venison for the father. The entire idea was Rebecca was on Esau's side, right? Was on Jacob's side, right? Jacob made porridge. Not to sell. Not to trade anything. He made porridge because he wanted to eat. Esau came back hungry. Or do you think Jacob already planned that Esau will come back hungry, then he will ask me for porridge? No, he just made porridge. That's the story. You know, I didn't see that until about 2 years ago. I was just reading through again. I make effort to read Genesis. Especially Genesis. A lot. I think I was talking about it during the Dial of Prophets or one of the two stages. Let there be light. I ensure that I read Genesis a lot. Such easy to read. The story, very easy. And I was looking at it again. I said, he didn't make the porridge to sell. He made the porridge to eat. Then Esau comes. I say, give me porridge. And Jacob said, oh, interesting. I'll give you porridge on one account. You give me your birthright. And an exchange was made, and Jacob was the one rejoicing. What he got, he cannot see. Esau was the one that got what he can see. But Jacob is the happy one. That is exactly what it means to live by faith. Faith means you must have some elements of foolishness in you to live by the unseen. I'll say it again. If you cannot be foolish, God cannot use you. Interesting. You say, Christianity itself means, he said he has confounded the wisdom of this world with the cross, with the message of the gospel. He has confounded the knowledgeable, the wise men of this world. Jacob was hungry, but he said, yes, I've got it. Esau said, what did he get? Just give me porridge. And there are believers who also live in moments. Bread. Just give me bread now. So Jesus thought, fine. Let me do to Jesus what I did to Esau. Turn these stones to bread. Or better still, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. Just bow to me. And Jesus said, no. There are things that take process. I am not going to turn this stone to bread. Bread must come from bread. The prayer of Isaac for Jacob, he said, you will have the fatness of the earth. And you have the dew of heaven. And Esau came. This time around, he also now came with meat. The father said, who are you? Because he could not see. He said, I'm Esau, your firstborn. He said, I don't know you. He said, you're Esau. Esau has been here. He said, no, that was me, my brother. He said, very well, his name is Jacob. the supplanter. Sorry, I've shown you straight. He said, Father, then bless me. He said, I don't have anything, no. Then Esau said, he made a statement. He said, do you have just one blessing? That's what he said. He said, do you have just one blessing? Give me blessing. KJV said, the same words. You're going to have the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth. But in the original, what Isaac said, you will live far from the dew of heaven. And other versions literally put it like way. But we're not ready for that one today. Who has another version that's not KJV? What version is that? You don't even know it, okay? All right, read Good News. I think Good News version says, let me see if I can remember Good News version. There's no dew of heaven for you. And there's no fatness of heaven. Genesis 36:37. Genesis 37:39. I think Good News should say, there's no dew of heaven for you, and there's no fatness of earth for you. Something like that. It's always very simple. 37:39. Your home will be far from the fertile land. Eh? From the fertile land. Where dews come down from the heavens. It will be far. Then in the next verse, it will tell him, you will live by the sword. Right? Look up. This is a training. Sometimes training can hurt you. And I want this to affect the way you live for Christ. Look up. Esau was the one who craved the earthly blessing. Jacob was not interested. Jacob was interested in the birthright. What is the birthright? The priesthood. The authority to bear the message of God in that generation. That's the birthright. The authority to stand in God's stead in that generation. From Abraham to Isaac. Is it making sense? It must be passed to the firstborn, which is Esau. And Esau said, I don't need it. To be the one that will bring Christ to the world. I don't need it. To be the one that will proclaim his message. What do I need this for? Give me porridge. Pray for yourself. You will not make stupid choices in life. You are not wise enough. Fool. Pray. The one who wanted it lost it. Pray. Amen. Esau, all Esau wanted was porridge. Doesn't care. In fact, let me say it. Sometimes, because some people, what we are thinking about is material prosperity. If all you want, even as a minister of the gospel, it's armless numbers. God has us good nations, multiply. But if that's all in your mind, not Christ himself, all you just want is multitude, plenty, let us see everywhere. As I'm just preaching, I'll just be seeing heads. We now have branch, Abuja, we now have branch, Port Harcourt. It will happen, we will have it, amen. We now have branch everywhere. When I say, me too, I'm going to Dubai, Glorious House Church, Dubai. Where they wear, will be many kinds of clothes, will be many. Glorious House to Dubai. In fact, they can be using hijab. You want everything. It looks like a good thing, yeah? That sounds like you want the gospel. Yes, that's true. But is that all you want? Do you want the gift or the giver? If you are the son of God, turn these stones to bread. It means it's something that can happen there and then. The devil wants you to have it now. You don't have to wait. You are bigger than this. Why will you wait for God to provide bread? After 40 days of fasting, turn it. Do it now. I remember when we first started church. and I told her, I said, we're not recording messages. You can record it too. No sharing. And we had a sister like that. A sister shared to a group and all that. And I said, okay, leave it. You know, you were wondering, why don't we want to record? You know, we should be putting the word out there. I said, this is not the time to record anything. There was no GHC media. Amen. GHC Kenny. If you want teachings, they will have to custom record it for you. Or you record it yourself in service. People used to press record, put it on that chair. There was no GHC media. There are teachings you have never heard. You will never hear. How sad is that? Not too good. Well, it's okay. But God told us, this is not the time. And when it was time, he said it was time. And there are still things I tell the leaders, it's not time yet. no matter how innocent or how good your motive is, God sees your heart. Don't turn stones to bread. Let it take its process. Jesus said, you must live by the word, not by bread. The devil is not far from your needs. Be careful. Be careful not to live by bread. Bread is good, but you must find him. Don't trade him for bread. Don't trade him for bread. Tonight, I really want us to pray. I'm not there yet. I want us to have ample time to pray. I sense a lot going on. A lot. Some I'll mention, but the others I'll keep to myself for now. But the temptation is close. It's very close. We must be careful. Amen. But cheer up. Cheer up. We have overcome the world. Amen. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. If you bow before me, say, look at the kingdoms of this world. And all the glory there, I will give it to you. The devil will make you bargains in the days of little beginnings. Be careful of the bargains you make when things are small. Jesus will eventually have the kingdoms of the world, of the earth. Philippians 2 says, everything is under him. In heaven, on earth, things below the earth. He has given him a name that is above every other name. And the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. That was going to happen. But the devil said, you know what? You don't have to wait till that time. I'll give you now. No. He just said, no. I won't leave my bread. I won't get it now. No. I will allow it to take God's kind of process. God does not recognize what is not gotten by faith. Abraham had Ishmael. And God said, you take your only son. Ishmael? I don't know. So, faith is not, I got the result. Faith is, I got the result, God's way. And if God's way means there's no result, then I got the result. Do I explain that now? Let me say it again. Faith means, it does not mean I got the result. Abraham could have said, Ishmael has come. Yes! Like the stars of heaven, I'm not barren. Ishmael is my testimony. Everywhere testimony. So his faith was not just waiting for a child. It was waiting for God's child. And guess what? Faith also now means, if God now say, no result here. And I'll say, yes Lord. That is faith. How many believers and Christians today have faith? When God says, no, you're not having it. Or, I don't think it's time. We throw tantrums. We become kids. Yeah! Start absconding from church. And church meetings. They call you, say, if God did not do it, you are so used to bread. Bread perish. Esau ate porridge, but he lost everything. The devil makes it look like a good deal. I play Monopoly. And I love it. How many of you play Monopoly? The game of Monopoly here. Anyone? Up. So I play Monopoly. A lot. Probably the best of the lot. Yeah. Amen. I've won everybody. Hallelujah. Broadway literally ran. Ropam, are you in the house? Yes, Ropam. We are witness, yeah? You're a witness. Bro, always ran. But in Monopoly, there's something we do. You can bear me witness. Senior Monopolist in the house. Probably just two of us. There are times you can see what is coming. This person is going to build some massive stuff here. But he does not have money. He got all the deals. He didn't have to make a deal. He got all the properties. He can build a monopoly there. But he does not have money. So you go to the person and say, let me give you so for your monopoly. So you can build stuff. You'll be out of this game. Give me all your transport. My transport. I can't give you all my transport. If I'm the one making a deal to you, you might not be able to refuse. There's a skill to it. Amen. And you go, okay. You're sure. I'm offering you this now. If you come next round, I'm not offering you this same thing. Tactics. Devil. I'm not the devil. Sometimes you have to play act. Amen. I'm not going to offer you this same thing. Then the person goes, fear of missing out. Okay, take all my transport. And then the next thing, someone enters, sorry if you don't know, then they say, pay double to the transport. And you go, that would have been me. But you already made a bargain. Because things looked small. The devil gives you a bargain. It looks like a good deal. You know what you're going to do? What is saying, church, is that's not the reason. What you're going to do, you're going to finalize your life. When your life is set, you now come back to Christ. Well, understand? By that time now, Yusuf, the way you'll be serving God will be from the inside. It will not say, that's true. That time, now, I'll have car. That time I'll be, so I'll be able to, all this traffic I'm seeing for church, I'll just drive straight down. Am I in someone's head? So let me just go and sort out my life first. Then I'll do Jesus later. He's making you a deal. Drop it. People who have turned stones to bread. Gehazi. Heard of Gehazi before? The servant of Elisha. Elisha is the man that got double portion of Elijah's anointing. Again, double portion is Israel's way of saying you're the firstborn. So the firstborn gets a double portion. Every other person gets one. So what Elisha was telling Elijah is, I know that you have made impact on the earth, but I want to be the firstborn. Give me a double of what you've got. The first son of the prophet. Elijah said, you know the story. If you can see me go, blah, blah. Elisha got it. Guess who was in line? Gehazi. We should be mentioning Gehazi as a major prophet today. But there's something that happens to people that turns stones to bread. Their usefulness is short-lived. Your usefulness will not be short-lived. Amen. Naaman came to Elisha. He had leprosy all over him. Elisha said, go to Jordan. You bath yourself 4-7 times. After that, your skin will be like a newborn baby's. Some of you will like that. Rather than having to go to Glams by Ims, you just get a new skin. Amen. So Naaman was healed. Amen. Amen. See, healing, provision, their bread. What God wants to give you is more than a healing. Naaman was healed. Don't live on bread. Naaman was healed. So he came to Elisha. He said, ha! There is a prophet in Israel. I bow before your throne. Elisha said, why are you bowing? So he brought raiment and food supplies and all of those things of war. Gold, treasures, and he brought to Elisha. And Elisha said, nah. Remind me of 2020 is the COVID year. Yeah, 2020. So I was talking to someone and he said someone referred him to me. He's in Lagos. So he said he used to be in Yahoo. Used to do Yahoo and all of that, online fraud. But he has repented now and all of that. I said, are you sure you've repented? He said, yeah. So I called the person that he said, yes, he has repented and all of that. He said, but he has some money. So he thought to give it to a minister of the gospel. I said, how much are we talking about? And he mentioned, I think it was about 30 million naira or something. So he wanted to give it to me. I said, I can't take it. Painful? Yes. But that was stones to bread fast. Microwaved. I said, no. I can't take it. What you can do is find an orphanage home, or homes, and donate it in pieces. Because they will ask you where you got 30 million. Find an orphanage homes, donate and all that. And ensure you don't do this again. How many would have collected it in that instance? In the name of, is the reward of the prophet. I was just praying yesterday night, that God, my needs are met. I stood on the word. I said today is the day. I said the word works. And the next day, someone was begging me 30 million, say glory. There's a way to twist the testimony. You will turn stones to bread. And you will just use Bible verse to back it. You just see some things, some kind of, you don't say if they give you money and then you must not tell anyone. How will they know? Just see some signs. Amen. There will be signs. I just come to service and say, I want to dash someone something here. Amen. Car key. Hallelujah. It's your birthday today. Yes. Have a ticket. He said, Pastor, so generous. When prayers are answered, calm down. I told you before. When doors open, ensure you look behind to see who opened it. Not every open door is from God. When doors open, find out who opened it. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. The stones will turn to bread. But that's not God's plan. Abraham had Ishmael. That was not God's plan. You can quote any Bible verse to back it up. It's Ishmael. It's not Isaac. Hallelujah. You must find God himself. The proof of faith and our walk with God is not the substance we bring forward. It's the person we have found. I pray for you that in this journey of faith, you will see him clearly. Gehazi. So they brought everything to Elijah. This is it, sir. Prophet, this is it. The raiments, the fine clothing. Elijah said, nah, man, go. The peace of Israel be upon you. And Gehazi said, Rolls Royce. What's wrong with all these prophets? Elisha. We have said this year is the year of open doors. The open door of Rolls Royce. I see the door open. So he went behind Elisha. And he told Gehazi, my prophet, my man of God has changed his mind. Naaman said, hey, that's good news. So he said, bring it. Biwa. Rolls Royce. Biwa. So he collected everything. Of course, he dropped it at the bank. And he appeared to Elisha like a poor man. Like Elisha said, what have you done? Just turned stones to bread. What have you done? He said, I don't do anything of. Elisha said, this is the very words. Well, my eye is not with you as you went. Where my eye is not following you as you went. And you collected it. He said, surely as the Lord of Israel lives, leprosy shall cleave unto you. The leprosy of Naaman. He collected clothes, but it was leprous. Where will he wear it? The devil throws you bargain in the days of little beginnings. Be careful of the deeds you take in the days of lack. The devil is closer to your need than you think. Came to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, turn into bread. He knows what you need. He knows what you need. Exactly what you need. Jesus was thinking about the nations. He said, I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. Is that not what you are thinking about? He said, how did you know? How did you know? How did you know? You must be a prophet. Devil. Prophet devil. Prophet Lucifer. He said, the kingdoms of the world and all the glory in it. Jesus said, that's what I came for. He said, bow to me now. Just, it's not like you even bow. Just this small lock. Bro. Your head must not even touch the ground. Just do Japanese style. Just like, just take a bow. Okay, like just like you performed. Just imagine that you're already on the cross, you have resurrected, and just take a bow. Be careful of the deals you make. Don't deal with the devil. The devil wants you to turn stones to bread. Gehazi would have been a prophet of Israel, but his usefulness was short-lived. That's what happens to people who don't wait on God. A Christian must not live on needs. Your proof of faith is seen when it seems prayer is not answered. That's when we know who you are. You have cried to God. You have called on his name. You have done everything. But your faith is like God did not answer. So, let's see your faith. Are you looking for things? Or you're looking for him? Gehazi got raiment, but he got to be leprosy. It would have been great. When things are small, the devil throws you a bargain to throw you off. But don't eat your future. Pray for me as I close. There are people who trade away God's plan for their lives. They trade it away. At the altar of marriage. At the altar of quick fixes. Different altars. At the altar of get it now. They trade away God's plan and God's purpose. But that won't be you. Anything that makes you want to prove a point now, step backward. Anything. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be turned to bread. Prove it. Prove it. Prove that God answers you. I'm a very young minister. I'm 16. But when I was younger, I was preaching. One of the instructions I was given as a teenager, as teaching as a teenager, well, I didn't really get it. But Lalu said, In the work of ministry, your only object of worship is Christ. It sounds so simple. In the work of ministry, your only object of worship is Christ. It sounds so simple until you start. Remember the first time I prayed for the sick? It was in a vigil. I must have shared the experience with you. The lump began to reduce. It was a big lump in the person's breast. I said, yes. You know, when I said, Cana of Galilee, and this was the beginning of his miracles. That was my moment. I said, and this is the beginning of the miracles. Yes. It went on like that. But one day, I there was a meeting like that. We had it on the King's Parish, upstairs. And I prayed for the sick man, and nothing happened. I think it was even sicker. As I lay down, he went to vomit. Someone they brought him from the private hospital. He says, the pressure has increased. Sorry, don't worry, don't pray. I felt embarrassed. I left the meeting upstairs. I came downstairs. I still remember vividly. Under the staircase, I knelt down. I said, God, what's happening now? Did you forsake me? He said, when we lay hands, the sick will recover. And God told me, why are you embarrassed? You prayed in my name. Why are you embarrassed? And I discovered it. It was subtle, but I was the object of my worship. Not that I wanted to take glory and say, oh, you are healed. Ah, yes. No. What if you lay hands and nothing happened? I shared the story with you last week. The meeting. I lay down. They said nothing happened to the man. Sorry. He said nothing happened. As you lay, nothing happened. And I used to, when I lay, things happen. This one, nothing happened. I said, and it's not the first person that something will not happen to. I said, what are you saying? You're the one that taught us faith. I said, I'm the one that taught you, Abby. I have moved from things happen, this does not happen. Christ glorified. I have found more than a healing ministry. I have found the healer himself. So whether it happens or not, I don't question him. I'm not in love with the gift. I'm in love with the giver. Faith. That's when you know you have found bread. When his word holds premium in your life, you have found bread. When you get to that point where the word of God and the person of Jesus is the most important in your life, you found bread. You found everlasting bread. The proof of faith cannot be what you see. It must be who you are seeing. Jesus met that woman in John 4. Give me water. You must say, how do I give you water? Calm down. Say, if you give me water, I will give you a water that does not finish. The proof that you met Jesus cannot be what you see. It can't be a job. Good jobs are good. For as many who are looking for good jobs, you get them. A good wife is fine. Good husband. Good family. That's what you want. So that you can serve God. It's good. It's your family. So you can raise godly children. That's cute. That's very nice. You want your needs to be met. You want your bills to be paid. So that you can have peace to go on our future and preach the gospel. That's cute. That is good. But the proof that you're founding is, even if this does not happen. You see? Even if this will not happen, I know where I found. We sang that song earlier. Jesus, you are the cup that does not run dry. There is nothing in this world that satisfies. There's this vlog I follow. So the guy does documentaries all around the world. He has been to different parts of the world. Different parts. He was in Nigeria 2019. He's someone from the Middle East. And he was looking at the New York City, Manhattan, the financial district. The world, some of the wealthiest parts of the world. Financial district is where the New York Stock Exchange is. That's where you find the Rolex headquarters, all of those stuff. In fact, to rent an apartment, there's about... And $9,000 monthly? You know, a studio apartment, something like that. $9,000. You know what $9,000 monthly is? So he was talking about that. He was talking about research proof that the most suicidal place in the world, they've recorded more suicide than every other part of the world. In fact, we want a kebab shop on the financial district. They call it the Fly Dime. In New York, it's $50,000. You know what $50,000 is? So, it's the one of the wealthiest places in the world. And just at that vessel, it's still at suicide. Money is not everything. And only the foolish person says, first give me money. It is a stupid statement to make. If you want to always experience doom before you agree that it is doom, then you're a stupid person. They tell you there is fire there. They say, no, let me go enter. Are you mentally challenged? The wealthiest man in the world is telling you everything is made by money. He said, give it to me first. Why can't you learn? Those who wanted to get married, now that you're married, don't you have more than it? Talk to me. Those of you who are married, don't you now look forward and say, oh God, Jesus is the cup that does not run dry. Find him. Jumping from pillar to post. Your heart seeks a home, seeks someone, not things, not silver, not gold, not opportunities. Seeks him. Find him. Find him. He's closer than you think. Like I said, if all your years of waiting on God, what you brought forth, and miracles and things, prayers are answered. You didn't see him. You know how the writer of Hebrews described Moses? He said, even though he was raised in the palace, he forsook the treasures of Egypt and sided with the poor nation because he endured as one that saw the invisible. What a biography. He forsook the treasures of Egypt and he saw what was not seen. What are you seeing? You've been a Christian since how long? All you know about God is that he can meet your needs. All you know about God is that he can answer your prayers. You are the girl who answers prayers. The answer to prayers is your name. That's good. But when it seems like prayers are not answered, and the rain is pouring, then who are you? Faith is not the result. The proof of faith oftentimes is how you got the result. I told you last week, the means in Christianity is more important than the end. You say the end justifies the means. No. In the Christian faith, that's not it. If the end justifies the means, then there was no need for Abraham to look for Isaac. He already has Ishmael. Let the nation start propagating. The end does not justify the means. You must look for the means. God means is too important to him than the end. The writer of Hebrews says, by faith, in Hebrews 11:3, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Then in verse 39, now tells you, all of these ones, Samuel, Gideon, David, Barak, Sarah, Abraham, he said, all of this obtained a good report, even though they did not see it. They did, the object of their faith, they didn't see it. We saw it. We have seen it in his work. Some people saw it, walking, breathing among them. They didn't see it. But it says, they had faith. That means the proof of our faith is not the result. You must live above bread. What the devil wants you to do is to live from bread to bread. Today you are on one prayer mountain looking for this. Tomorrow. Sometimes legitimate, in fact, religious, pious request. You know, imagine asking God for the nations of the earth. You know, God, want to have glorious house church in every place. People worshipping you. Good one. I love it. I want it. Amen. It will happen. But in the name of Jesus. Yes, we will see the results of our prayers. Have you? But if that's all we stand for, and we have not found the one who sent us, why are you carrying the message when you don't know the sender? You claim to have the message, but you can't describe the sender. How then do you get your reward? We need to find the sender. We're in a generation where the devil wants Christians to live on bread. I told you, he doesn't mind taking a few punches if he can land you the last blow. Don't live on bread. Stay with the word. In Pastor Chris' words, what God wants to give you is not money. What God wants to give you is not fame. It's not a wife. It's not a husband. It's not a job. What God wants to give you, it's not even answered prayers. It's not even a healing. What God wants to give you is his word in your spirit. That as food sustains your body, you are sustained by the word. There and then, you have found eternal bread. I pray for you.